Legend has it that a long, long time ago, during a civil war, two Vikings rescued a young Norwegian prince. The two Viking warriors, who carried the child to safety on skis, were called Birkebeiners for the birch bark leggings they wore. The Wisconsin version of the race began in 1973. The American Birkebeiner was a vision of Hayward entrepreneur Tony Wise. Having just remodeled Telemark Lodge, Wise decided to develop an international cross-country ski race. The first Birkebeiner was a pretty humble affair. Only 34 skiers covered the ragtag course, winding through fields, forests, and railroad beds from Hayward to Cable. By the late 70s, the new Berkey Trail was built. This challenging, beautiful trail and Wise's promotion skills brought thousands of skiers from around the world to the American Birkebeiner. In 1982, Tony Wise arranged to have the race's opening ceremony broadcast on radio station WOJB.
We have the University of Wisconsin marching band with their brass instruments and standing right next to a very huge Voyageur-type birch bark canoe. And then we have a whole crew of people from Lac-Couturier and around the area in traditional native costume. So it's a little bit of a dichotomy because everybody's dressed differently. Actually, everybody's here for the same reason, and that is to open the 1982 Birkebeiner.
Actually, Tony Wise did more than most to encourage friendship between Indians and non-Indians in the North Woods. As a shrewd businessman, very early on, he promoted intercultural understanding.
I've been involved with the Ojibweans for many years. It was a great ceremony, and you know, the fact that we could combine the arrival of Leif Erikson with the Indian culture, and European skiers loved American Indians, and they loved to see them perform. And, so it gave us a great platform to further the Indian causes and get them out in the open.
While some Native Americans were involved with the Berkey from the beginning, there weren't many women. Jackie Linskook from the town of Drummond skied the first Berkey in 1973. Back then, she was the only woman. Women weren't officially welcomed until 2 years later. Over the years, she's missed only one race. This Saturday, she'll be wearing a special red bib when she skis her 29th Berkey. Training for the Berkey is a year-round commitment. She bikes in the summer. During the winter, she hits the trails several times a week. She's 62 years old. She's a nurse and an emergency medical technician. Originally from Minneapolis, she and her husband Wayne used to ski the Porkies in Upper Michigan. Then they heard about the Berkey. Wayne died earlier this winter from cancer. Jackie's planning to ski this year's event for him.
Some of my fondest memories are our times of our trips, you know, where we've skied together. And every year the Berkey was just, it wasn't Christmas or anniversary. We marked our lives by the by another Berkey, and we just kind of culminated and getting ready for a Berkey. And then when we get done, I say, wow, another one under the belt, and then pretty soon it'll be the next year again. So it really, you know, was an integral part of our life.
This year she's put some markers out on the Berkey trail.
I put a picture of my husband, Wayne. It was his program from the party we had at Tilmark in his memory. And then there's a little beaded ski or two I like to bead. So there's a beaded cross-country skier and Wayne's Tilmark ski pass. And I just figured that a memorial like that, he'll have a lot of people saying hi to them, him, as they're skiing the Berkey, and hopefully he'll be looking down and wishing everybody luck, too.
When Wayne Linskog was alive, Berkey founder Tony Wise used to ask him about how to attract more skiers. Tony Wise is also no longer around. He died in 1995. But Jackie Linskog is among those who still appreciate his vision.
So it's a way to you know, remember Tony and mention his name many times when we're, you know, out skiing the Berkey. I mean, he was such a visionary, and it was just so much fun to know him those first few years because he was so enthusiastic about the Berkey.
This year's race will include more than 6,000 skiers from 20 countries. They line up for the race at the Cable Airport around 8 o'clock Saturday morning.
Year was 1206. Was a little Norwegian prince. Across the mountains and through the trees, they carried that baby on wooden skis. Civil War running while. So the bird could find a safe that child. For 55 kilometers at a perilous pace, they won the first bird could find a race.
For Wisconsin Public Radio and Superior Broadcast Network, I'm Nick Vanderpike.